Wow. Testing, testing. Testing, testing. No, 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 no. Come on. Sound preferences. Sound. That's why. Testing, testing. Okie dokie. Now relaunch Skype. Boop. Okie dokie.
For coming on, and you know, thank you. I mean, we'll have a chance to talk, but thank you so much for the shirt. I mean, it's so cool. So how are you doing? Have you been well?
Yeah, I've been good. You know the guy that won that auction? He never claimed his shirt. He paid for it, but I've emailed him, and he's never emailed me back to say yes, in the in this size. So I don't really know what to do.
Oh,
but he wants money, so.
All right, well, you know, I mean, you could try emailing him again. It's, I can't make him get the shirt. I could try to tweet to him and say, hey, you know, at least trying to get a hold of you or something.
Yeah, good on.
You guys keep going on to talking. I'm just almost ready.
Okay. Cool. So have you been selling a lot of them, Ellie?
Everyone sort of messages me saying, oh, I bet you're rich.
It was a huge thing for the world, and it just fell by the wayside because these SJWs decided just to take this moment for their own.
But I would like to hear from Ellie.
Yes, Ellie, let's hear from you.
I want to hear from Ellie also on the origin of the shirt and how all that came to be, because I actually don't know the story.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay. I made the shirt back in October because it was Matt's birthday. Matt is one of my husband and I. He's one of our really close friends. He was best man at our wedding when we got married. We've known him quite some time. He and my husband were at school together. So we were all very close. And I'd started sewing as a hobby. I taught myself from a book and YouTube. And Matt saw I'd made a shirt for someone else, and he said, oh, I really want one of your shirts. So I tried to find him the spaciest, sexiest fabric I could get, because, you know, he is a cool guy and he has tattoos and he's very self-expressional. So we found this fabric, I ordered it in, measured him up, got it made, and then for his birthday, that was his birthday present. I didn't know he was going to wear it for the probe landing. So that was a massive surprise for me as well, having to go through all the hoo-ha about it. But it was upsetting, the next couple of days watching one of your best friends get upset and be harassed and abused. Like Mercedes said, though women on that shirt are very, very empowered, they're certainly not being oppressed in by any means.
No, definitely.
So, I mean, I didn't get it. Personally, I didn't get it. But then I suppose my opinion's a little bit biased because he's one of my closest friends. But I think people get in their panties in a bunch over nothing, really. And he did. It took it away from this amazing historical event. Landing a probe on a comet, it's never been done before, ever. Yeah. This is the first time in history, and it did spoil that moment for him. It did, and all of us, really.
Yeah, and that's... I can't believe that in today's day and age, with everything that's gone on with, like, the advancement of women's rights and everything, that people are still going on about a woman who even somebody who decides to wear somebody, or a woman that's scantily clad on their shirt, or a woman who chooses to be scantily clad in public or whatnot, that people still see that as, oh, they should be ashamed for dressing like that, and they don't. Some women don't see that as empowering at all, and I just don't get that.
If you ever look at some of these feminist marches, I don't know if either of you ever seen.
Yes.
When they bring all this crazy bondage gear with their vajayjays hanging out, and they're normally not. They're not that clothed, and they're showing a hell of a lot more than these cartoons on a shirt are, and yeah.
Well, and the older ones aren't nearly as good looking as they once used to be. So I think that plays a huge factor in like the bitterness of some of these ladies.
Myself. Yeah, we lost you for a second, Jordan. What did you just say?
I find that the bitterness of some of these older feminists that I think maybe they used to be hot in their day, and now it's not a factor anymore, so they're just taking it out on all the prettier ladies.
Well, there's kind of a, you know, I think there's a real hypocrisy there. It's kind of like, and it's ironic because I've met this SJWE types of all ilks. So it's like there's some that are, you know, that are kind of like cam girls and stuff like that. So they're fine with nudity, you know, and sex work, but not somewhere else. There's a lot of it has to do with like their own personal victimhood paradigm. And it's totally ridiculous because especially the things they choose to get offended by. I actually, when I first saw the shirt, I actually didn't see the naked girls on it. I saw space and I saw cartoon characters and I saw empowerment and I saw, like, it was really cute and kitschy, and that's, I saw the style generally. Like, it didn't even register to me that there are women on there that are in, you know, wearing different, I can't even remember offhand, like, what exactly outfits they're wearing. I guess they're bikinis and, like, space outfits.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, yeah. It's, that was not, like, if that's what you're seeing out of a really cute shirt, then you have the problem.
Well,
like, the shirt's not the problem.
And this aspect about them being repressed women, and maybe if the argument would be justified if they were, like, say, in chains or something like that, but they're not. So I don't get how they're being oppressed. They're good looking models that were chosen for the fabric. So, like.
Well, people can choose to be offended by whatever they're offended by.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Everybody can be offended by the shirt. I don't have a problem with them being offended by it, but them attempting to harm somebody's career because they don't like a shirt that the guy's wearing, that's where it becomes a problem. See, I don't think anybody has a problem with the opinion of the social justice warriors. I think we have a problem with them using their opinions to harm other people. That's where it becomes an issue.
Yeah, definitely. And Ellie, I'm not sure if did you make the ones that Joe Rogan decided to do on his show?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yes, Those were
he got in touch with me not long afterwards, and I sent him and his co-host.
Yes, Red Band, Red Bands.
Yes, Red Band. If you want it badly enough, that field, if you want it badly enough and you've got the skill set, you'll do it. You will do it against all odds.
That's definitely true. Like the another thing that was really, I guess, irking me was the shit, I lost my train of thought. my dog walked past.
I'm not as involved with the Gamergate stuff as I think Mercedes knows a lot more about it than I do.
I
was aware of Gamergate either before all of this kind of happened. But in my experience, the Gamergate community have been really supportive and really, really nice. I don't understand why people get upset about Gamergate.
Well, I think people don't realize that gamers tend to, they seem to think that a lot of them are just little kids yelling at a microphone in their parents' basement, but a lot of that's what it used to be. A lot of it's now, like, people who've grown up playing video games, and that they've literally grown up with these titles. So when you're really making an argument of, well, why are you making the women look sexy, this, that, and the other thing? Well, it's just the natural progression of that technology, because it used to be they used to look like hexagon figures and shit. Like, what would you... Like, okay, sorry that it's not your cup of tea, but don't fret on us just because the technology is actually getting good. Okay, maybe we'll make it... There's going to be somebody who invents a game strictly for feminists and strictly for social justice warriors, and then they can have their own thing.
But yeah, I don't think any of the male characters in any of the games I've seen are particularly unattractive either. Like, no one really wants to... I mean, even as women, you can still appreciate another attractive woman and think, oh, yeah, nice rack.
Well, like, I use the video game Batman as example, because even...
The sound is really bad.
Is it really bad? Can you hear me?
You cut out. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Is that...
I keep losing both of you. If you want it badly enough, that field, if you want it badly enough and you've got the skill set, you'll do it. You will do it against all odds.
That's definitely true. Like the another thing that was really, I guess, irking me was shit, I lost my train of thought. my dog walked past.
I'm not as involved with the Gamergate stuff as I think Mercedes knows a lot more about it than I do.
I was
aware of Gamergate either before all of this kind of happened. But in my experience, the Gamergate community have been really supportive and really, really nice. I don't understand why people get upset about Gamergate.
Well, I think people don't realize that gamers tend to... They seem to think that a lot of them are just little kids yelling at a microphone in their parents' basement, but a lot of that's what it used to be. A lot of it's now, like, people who've grown up playing video games, and that they've... literally grown up with these titles. So when you're really making an argument of, well, why are you making the women look sexy, this, that, and the other thing? Well, it's just the natural progression of that technology, because it used to be they used to look like hexagon figures and shit. Like, what would you... Like, okay, sorry that it's not your cup of tea, but don't fret on us just because the technology is actually getting good. Okay, maybe we'll make it... There's going to be somebody who invents a game strictly for feminists and strictly for social justice warriors, and then they can have their own thing. But I don't think any of the
male characters in any of the games I've seen are particularly unattractive either. Like, no one really wants to... I mean, even as women... You can still appreciate another attractive woman and think, oh, yeah, nice rack.
Well, like, I use the video game Batman as example, because even...
The sound is really bad.
Is it really bad? Can you hear me?
You cut out. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry yeah, about that. Is that?
I keep losing both of you.
Can everybody hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I can too.
All right. Sorry about that, ladies. Where were we? Shit. Let's move on to the next thing I wanted to talk to, especially Mercedes, about. You used to be an engineer, and kind of strikes me as odd considering your field of work now. And I've heard a few of your prior interviews, so I don't want you to have to delve into it too much. But how did you decide to make the transition from the private sector into technically the private part sector?
Well, you know, it was, I mean, people act like I was working in aerospace, and then all of a sudden one day I said, hey, I'll do porn, and that's not really how it went. I always joke that I'm